Good morning on this Wednesday. Bill Ryder with you. Thank you for hanging out. Appreciate you very much. Ryan Hickey is off the first part of this week. Nico Scarlato is doing a great job filling in as the producer. Ryan will return tomorrow. You can follow Nico on Twitter at NSCAR10. I'm on there as well. Sports Ryder, Sports, R-E-I-T-E-R. Phone number 888-710-4-ISN. We are efforting Ashley Nicole Moss. I believe she's coming here in just a moment. We'll see. My very talented, very fun, very charismatic colleague, or former colleague at CBS Sports. We worked together there. She's great. She's still there. Buy or Sell is coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes. It's a really, I looked at what Nico put together. The producer does that. It's a great addition. We have a very special Ryan Hickey question in there for you. We'll circle back to some LeBron James and Cleveland talk. In fact, I'm sure that I will ask Ashley about that. She's actually on the line right now. We're going to get with her to talk some hoops. If you probably know who Ashley is, but if you don't, one of the most talented broadcasters in the country. Forbes 30 under 30 superstar. She's an analyst. She's a host. She's a reporter. She's smart. She's funny. She's the person behind Triple Threat, which you can catch on CBS Sports. CBS Sports Network, usually 1 o'clock Eastern. That's 10 o'clock. Those of us out here on the West Coast on CBS Sports Network. She's got a big project coming up that maybe she'll tell us about on a very, very important cable channel. She's a rising superstar, and she's making time because she's so nice. Oh, and she's a big Knicks fan. Good morning, Ash. What is up?
Hi, Bill. It's so good to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm amazing. I'm wonderful. Are you? I saw the announcement. Are you able to talk about what the sort of project you have coming in the fall? That's out,
yeah.
That's out of the bag?
The cat is out of the bag. We start 106 in Sports in the fall, which is a spinoff of 106 in Park, which, of course, was the countdown music phenomenon that aired weekly. I actually grew up watching that show, so it was a full circle moment for me, but I'm excited. I'm doing it with Cam Newton, and I think the thing we're really excited about doing is having the conversations that major sports channels don't really have, because you know what it's like, all the red tape and things you can and cannot talk about. So sports are culture, and a lot of that culture is Black culture, and we're excited to kind of give that some shine once again, and hopefully we can really be a presence at HBCUs like BET Once Upon a Time was. We're really looking forward to just kind of making it our own, so we start that soon.
You're a superstar. I love it. And by the way, I know Cam a little bit, not well. He's got some style. He's got some drip. I mean, are you going to, who's going to be the best dressed person on that show? That's crazy.
It might be Cam. He might give me a run for my money,
honestly. Ashley, a lot of changes. And you were, for those who don't know, over on X at Ash Nicole Moss, you were very vocal. Even before the Knicks made the move to move on from Thibodeau, you were very vocal. You didn't think Tibbs was the guy. Turned out your view was aligned with Leon Rose's view. Can you just give me, for people listening, a refresher? Why, for you, was that the right decision to move on from the Knicks head coach?
I just think it came to the head, and I think that with Tibbs, he just has a very particular style. We all know how he has a love affair with his starters, not so much the bench. And then also, you know, he's not really big on practices. He doesn't do those often. He very much is a guy who kind of just shows up game day, has a plan, and all right, guys, we're going to play this. And I think both of those things, but specifically running your starters so much during the regular season and then especially in the postseason, is just not the way the NBA works anymore. Obviously, it didn't work for the Pacers, but one thing that was just brilliant about what Rick Carlisle was doing was throwing so many different combinations at his opponents through each and every series. And I think Eric Spoelstra is another guy who's phenomenal at it. As you know, in a 7-game series, it's not an 82-game season. There's not much cushion for error. So you have to be creative. You have to be able to adjust, not just game to game, but from quarter to quarter. And I just think Tibbs had a very particular style where he was not able to do that. His hands almost had to be forced to do it, and you just can't win like that.
Ashley Nicole Moss hanging out here on the show. I am Bill Ryder. The show, unfortunately, I did not come up with this name, is called Ryder Than You. It is on the Infinity Sports Network, and you can follow Ashley on X and watch her show, her new show, get all of her information. She's amazing at Ash Nicole Moss. Yeah, I'm with you, Ash. I actually like Tom. He's a good, but that inflexibility doesn't seem right. Good dude, different thing than the right coach. that inflexibility, as you said, doesn't seem to work today. Mike Brown's the guy. Mike Brown's an amazing offensive mind. His teams have been, you know, spotty defensively. He's had success. There are certainly mixed feelings from Knicks fans. There are mixed feelings across NBA fandom. There are mixed feelings from GMs I've talked to about where sort of how good this hire is for you as an NBA expert, but a very, very passionate Knicks fan. Where did you come down on Mike Brown as the new coach?
You know, I like it. I first of all, I like that the Knicks finally went after somebody who was single and not in a committed relationship. That was great. I think, look, I like that Mike Brown comes from the coaching trees of Popovich and Steve Kerr. I like that Mike Brown has coached in multiple finals. I like that he's won as an assistant coach. And yes, that's similar. Winning as an assistant coach is similar to Tibbs. But I actually think, look, I think Mike Brown is a lot more flexible than Tom Thibodeau is when it comes to his coaching style. I think the Knicks made it abundantly clear throughout this entire coaching search before they landed on Mike Brown what they needed and what they required. And I think Mike Brown is going in there knowing what he needs to do to keep this job. And I think, you know, when people talk about the Sacramento Kings, which was his last stop, I feel like he got the short end of the deal there. He took the Kings into the playoffs for the first time in years. They get off to a rocky start because the roster was flawed. And who's the scapegoat? The coach. I don't know if that's a reflection of Mike Brown. I think he's tough enough. I think he is a coach who likes to practice. I think he is a coach, to your point, more offensively minded than defensively. But that's why you build a staff around you to kind of fill in the gaps. I'm very optimistic, especially after that presser yesterday, his introductory presser. I'm very optimistic about him in New York. I'm excited to see what he brings.
Ashley Nicole Moss here on the show. Ash, the East is going to be down this upcoming week, we think, right? I mean, it is, you know, outside of Cleveland, it's you guys, right? It's you guys in Cleveland.
Yeah.
As the maybe the Pistons, maybe the Magic. What is a fair expectation level? And Mike Brown said that he embraces this, right? He said in his press conference yesterday, the sense the Knicks have to do well. For you, what needs to happen next year to feel like, okay, Mike Brown's the right guy and we're heading in the right direction? How far in the playoffs? What's the minimum?
If we're going to be honest with how the East is, you have to think about it. No Tyrese Halliburton. The president came out yesterday and said he will not play next season. Jason Tatum more than likely will miss next season. It depends on what the Celtics look like, but I would be very surprised if he returns next season. The East is wide open. For me, this is the best chance the Knicks have to go to the NBA Finals. And for me, with this team going to the conference finals last season, which some people say they overachieved, some people said they were right on schedule, I believe they should go to the conference finals and get out of the conference finals to reach the NBA playoffs. That is what the success of the season would mean. That is what this team has been being built for. And I think it is now time for the chickens to roost, or the roosters to roost, whatever animal to roost is now the time. And I think if the Knicks don't make the NBA finals, a lot of people are going to look at it, including myself, as a little bit of a failure.
I think they can do it. I really do. And I'm rooting for the Knicks, even though every 4 days some stupid thing I said on Jalen Brunson 4 years ago is presented my ex thing. Thank you, Knicks Twitter. You guys are so mean, but I love all of you. All right, so let me pose sort of a random question to you that was presented to me. I did a radio hit this morning on Cleveland Radio, and thank you again, Ashley Nicole Moss, for squeezing me in here. I know you're busy. Let's just say theoretically, I don't think this will happen, but theoretically, the Lakers say, you know what, we're willing to swap LeBron James for Karl Anthony Towns. The numbers can work. I don't remember where you come down on LeBron at this stage of his career. Would that be an enhancement, or would that be a mistake if you're the New York Knicks?
You know, it's so funny you bring this up, because this hypothetical actually happened to me in our lunchroom at CBS Sports, and I was 50-50 on it, Bill. Like, obviously, it's LeBron, and I think that it's an immediate impact. Of course, it's LeBron James, and yes, he's going to be 41, but he's still playing like he's in his 30s, and it's unreal to see. But I'm also looking at it from a future standpoint, and I think that yes, Karl Anthony Towns has his shortcomings, but I just don't know if the end result of taking on LeBron would be beneficial to the long result of the New York Knicks. And I'm not saying that Karl Anthony Towns is just like Jalen Brunson, he's irreplaceable, but he does things really well, and I don't know if I can say the issue between Jalen and Kat and the defensive issues are not fixable. And I don't know if I would blow that up for LeBron. But then again, if it's LeBron James and it's this season and this is the Knicks' best chance because of how open the East is to get to the NBA Finals, if you want to make sure that happens without a shadow of a doubt, especially with how the conference looks next season, you for sure are making that move. So from that regard, I think I would do it.
There really is a window, right? Like it's a real thing. Ashley Nicole Moss here on the show. All right, Ash, this is a non-Knicks question, but I was asked this by the guys in Cleveland. If you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, and that is New York's, I think, primary rival. And look, the Pistons pushed you guys in, what, that first round? They're going
to
be good.
Brink.
Yeah, to the brink. It was a hell of a series. First round. I mean, the winner of that series probably was going to the conference finals. You guys obviously made it. I think the Magic can be good. I'm not discarding those other teams. But it feels like front runners, you and the Cleveland Cavaliers. If you're Kobe Altman, the GM in Cleveland, and you'd have to give more up because of the numbers, would you want LeBron to come back to your locker room, or would you let Cleveland just make the way that it's that, because they were good too last year?
Yeah, I think if I'm Cleveland, I'm not doing it. And I know that's crazy because it's the kid from Akron, and it's where it all began. But I just think that in the perfect scenario where it would be an even swap of Kat for LeBron, that's a lot less to ask for than what Cleveland would require. And when LeBron ultimately retires, and it probably is closer to happening than a lot of people want to accept, Cleveland would be in a, not a disarray, but they would then kind of be back somewhat where they started, where they're not good, they're not bad, they're somewhere in the middle, all for LeBron for what, a season, maybe two. I just feel like Cleveland is in a much different position, and they would have to give up a lot more than I feel like the Knicks would in that dream scenario. I don't know. If I'm Cleveland, I don't think I'd do it.
All right, Ash, so you are in Miami. You are about to have a show about the culture. You are not married. You referenced this a little bit. How much of a party foul is Leon Rose going after a bunch of, to use your analogy, a bunch of non-single people? I mean, I know
it
the Knicks settled
crazy
on Mike Brown, but what was he doing? I mean, like, is there any fidelity in this world anymore?
I know. Is nobody loyal anymore? I don't know, honestly. And I remember somebody asking me about this on air, and I said, I actually don't know the rationale, the rhyme or reason behind this. It just seemed like, and Bill, you know, the summer league is an extremely important time for coaches, an extremely important time for rookies and guys who are trying to get onto a roster or a practice squad or whatever the case may be. And to bring it down to the wire like this, your head coach was not part of the draft. Now, granted, the Knicks weren't in the draft like some of the other people, but moves are made during that time period. You don't have your head coach's input because you don't have one. It just seemed like it dragged the timeline unnecessarily when this could have been something that was solidified earlier. And now you have the input of the guy who's going to be running this entire situation. And it just seemed like it was just a backwards way of doing things. It almost seemed like they fired Tom Thibodeau and didn't have a plan and were just kind of free-falling and figuring it out as they went.
Yeah, it sure tells you how much they didn't want him there. I mean, they were certainly aligned with your view, right? Like, we don't need a backup.
For sure.
I'll break up with this person. I'll find somebody else. Whoever it is will be better. Ashley Nicole Moss, CBS Sports, Triple Threat, BET coming up, CBS Sports HQ. Love having you on the show. Congrats on all your success. You deserve every ounce of it. It is great to hear your voice. And I'm
you
only
going
to say this for you. I'll never go Knicks, but only for you.
I appreciate it. And I'm going to miss you. We miss you already at CBS.
Thanks. I'm sure our paths will cross again, and we're going to bother you a bunch to come on the radio early in the morning.
Of course. Please do.
All right. Thanks, Ash.
Bye.